Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so here we go. It is time to talk about the main story. And listen, as we are starting off the week, depending on when you're taking a listen to this, there is some time that sometimes you have to go back and talk about it. You have to go back and take a view. You have to go back and take a listen. You have to go back and take a little squander-onder about some of the stuff that's happening. And I think that right now is that time. And what do I mean when I'm saying all this? Well, I think that it's important for us to talk about principles. And it's not that you don't have principles, and it's not that I don't have principles. It's talking about the principles and making sure that we are still looking at the different aspects of human and organizational performance. We are looking at the different aspects of what some call safety differently. And yes, we can sit here and talk about philosophies, and we can talk about the different aspects that people think about when they talk about safety. But let's talk about the five principles of human performance. I'll just go through them real quick. And then we're going to flip the script. And we'll talk about something else about, you know, the views, the four principles of safety differently. So if you're not familiar with human performance, there has always been five principles tied into it. And they sound something like this. Error is normal. And even the best people make mistakes. That's one. Number two, blame fixes nothing. And I don't need to give explainers for these. I'm just talking about them. Three, learning and improving is vital. Learning is deliberate, essentially. Number four, context influences behavior. System drives outcomes. And number five, how you respond to failure, how leaders act and response counts. Now, of course, there's been some several different variations of this throughout the years in regards of how it sounds. Some people say how management responds is crucial. And we had a couple of people that had jumped out throughout the years and said how you respond to failure matters, which that's really not how the original one was. But think about that. So there is the five principles of human performance. Now, a few years ago, Todd Conklin wrote a book called The Five Principles of Human Performance. And then there was a reference inside of there of the four principles of safety differently. Or looking at, you know, the five principles through the lens of safety differently, depending on how you want to look at it. And they said something like this. Safety is not defined by the absence of accidents, but by the presence of capacity. That's one. Number two is workers aren't the problem. Workers are the problem solvers. Number three goes like this. We don't constrain workers in order to create safety. We ask workers what they need to do to work safely or to work safely, reliably, and productively. And number four, safety doesn't prevent bad things from happening. Safety ensures good things happen while workers do work in complex and adaptive work environments. So, as you hear these things, as you go about listening, which one do you think rides closer or is closer to the point of view of what you do, and so does your organization? Do either of them sound familiar, or do you look at it and go, this is not for me? And it's okay. I mean, that is okay. I want you to know that. So I'm just asking the question for us to have a good understanding of this. If neither of one of those apply, that is perfectly fine. But we also have to look at it and go, which is the best way to look at this? Because at the end of the day, we have to be happy with what we're deciding to do. We have to be happy with how this applies and which is the basic understanding of this. So think about this. If you're not familiar with Sidney Decker, you should look him up. But Decker calls this new view thinking and summarizes this mindset with some points. It says human error is the cause of failure. Human error is the effect of symptoms of deeper trouble. Human error is not random. It is systematically connected to features of people's tools, tasks, and operating environments. Human error is not the conclusion of an investigation. It is the starting point. He also goes as far to say to create safety, you don't need to get rid of systems of 70% of human errors. Instead, you need to realize how people at all levels of the organization contribute to the creation of safety and risk through the goals straight off that are legitimate and desirable in their setting. So as you sit back on this lovely day and think about some of these things, which parts do you think apply mostly to your organization? Do either of these lenses help human performance or safety differently? Or do neither of them have any kind of impact within your organization? And if so, why do they have an impact? And if they don't, why don't they? And what is the general, we'll say, quote unquote, belief within your organization on what is going on there? Maybe that is something to think about today. And if you haven't dove into these principles before, that be it the 5 principles of human performance or the 4 principles of safety differently, maybe it's time to take a look at those things. That's something to think about on this lovely day, because you never know where these things might end up leading you.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.